live here launching an hour number three of the show. Bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about the XM Sirius merger. If you want to comment on this or bring up whatever's on your mind, you're welcome to do so as always. But you know, this has kind of gotten a lot of press over the recent days, and we're radio people, so we like to talk shop from time to time. The federal government has approved. The Justice Department has stood aback and has allowed XM and Sirius to proceed with their plans to merge. Now, of course, XM and Sirius are the two satellite radio providers in the United States. There is a Canadian satellite radio provider that I believe may not be owned by either one of them. So who knows? Maybe the Canucks will jump in and start competing.
Why not?
But the consumer groups are outraged. And, Mark, what is it that they have to say exactly, the consumer groups?
Well, they're citing likely increases in prices down the line and lack of choice for consumers. Like you said, why are consumers guaranteed a choice in this arena? It's, you know, one of these companies, both of these companies are having financial problems. If one of them went out of business, then what kind of choice would the consumers have? So that's dumb.
The suggestion there is that everyone has a right to buy satellite programming.
Right. And the likelihood increase of prices means, you know, that somehow somebody else, if the two merge, that somebody else wouldn't get in and compete in the arena.
Well, right, because if prices go up, then that creates a market opportunity for someone to jump into the game. And excuse me, I misspoke. The idea there is that, you know, the consumer groups are suggesting that everyone should have the right to choose between two satellite providers. Mm-hmm. So because one company put the money out there to put up equipment in the sky at the cost of probably hundreds of millions of dollars, I don't know what they spent. It was probably not cheap, though.
It's a whole lot.
They haven't recouped it in 10 years with millions of customers, so it's a lot of money. The idea that because one company put that investment up there means that consumers must have a second company to come and put the same equipment up there and compete, because otherwise it'd be uncompetitive or monopolistic, and it's just a misunderstanding of what a monopoly is.
The government should make somebody start another competing company.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, if one of the companies goes
that's
out of business...
That's what they're essentially saying.
Right. I mean, is that what they'll do?
But, you know, let's just say there's two companies and one goes out of business. Those subscribers of that company, their hardware is essentially useless, whereas if the two combine, they can make it compatible where the hardware may be able to still work.
Right. Even if one of them does go out of business, that's what will happen. One of them will go out of business.
If the merger is not allowed.
If the merger is not allowed. And then the winner, the one that's able to hold its breath the longest, mm-hmm. will buy the equipment and the customer base, because these are assets that are worth something, from the loser, and the stockholders of the loser will then, after everybody who works there has already taken their little bit to recoup anything that, you know, to get as much money out of the company, the skeleton of the company that's the cadaver of the company that's left over, then the stockholders will get pennies on the dollar of their investment. So they're not changing anything with these stupid rules. And it's sort of this Luddite mentality that everything's going to remain the same. And it's so prevalent with the sort of lefty, greeny types out there that everything's supposed to be the same. That that somehow there's only ever going to be two companies that compete in satellite radio. Ever. No new ones will come. No old ones will die. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah,
and then somehow the people that purchase satellite radio now, today, will purchase it tomorrow. Well, if that were so, then why wouldn't the companies here just increase their prices from a subscription of $20 a month or $10 a month or whatever it is, I don't know, to $100 a month? Why not $1,000 a month? Because these people are obviously have chains around their necks and have to buy this service, don't they?
No, they don't. They can drop off any old time.
Right. So they have a choice in the marketplace between the company that the monopolistic company that exists and not purchasing satellite radio, for God's sake.
I don't have it, do you?
Nope, sure don't.
Don't have it, don't want it.
I've heard, I don't want it either, because I don't want to pay to listen to radio.
I don't need another check, another bill in my life.
Yeah, and also, I have not heard good things about the audio quality. From what I understand, is that... Now, I know
I was in a car with it today, and the audio quality is fine, except for a spot where it stopped for about a second.
Oh, it dropped down?
Yeah,
well, somebody like you probably wouldn't notice, Mark. But somebody like me, who's a bit more of an audiophile, we probably would take note. And maybe you were on the right channels, but let me explain briefly to you. No, I didn't suggest you were.
Okay.
Let me explain briefly how these satellite companies work. And it works for TV, too. they launch a satellite up there, and it only has so much bandwidth, right? It's like your cable modem connection. It only has so much bandwidth. Actually, that's not true. They can uncap your cable modem, and you can have a whole lot more bandwidth. But anyway, there's only so many transponders on the satellite, and it's not worth sending someone up to add more to it. It's just cheaper to just launch another satellite. So they max out their capacity at a certain number of bandwidth, but they can fit a whole bunch of channels into that same bandwidth. So if they have 10 channels on that bandwidth, they're going to sound great. You could have 10 channels running completely uncompressed over, that particular satellite versus 100 channels with compression. When they take the compression algorithms and they work, their magic on 100 channels of audio to squeeze it down into the same range that would normally be 10 channels of uncompressed audio, you'll start to hear things. You'll start to hear digital artifacts in what you're listening to. The more the compression increases, the more noticeable the artifacts become. Go online and listen to internet streaming. Go listen to the difference between a 128 kilobit stream and a 28 kilobit stream. Essentially, the difference between a dial-up stream and a broadband stream. Anybody that's ever listened to that can tell you there's a huge difference there. Now, I'm not saying XM sounds like dial-up. Obviously, if it did, they wouldn't sell any subscriptions. So they have a balancing act that they have to do. Some channels are going to be more popular than others. So this is what they do in the world of TV. Channels that aren't that popular, like the Sci-Fi Channel, for instance, are relegated to, like, the third tier. So they have different tiers where the popular channels have plenty of, they're okay. They're not too compressed. They're compressed just enough to where they can save space and nobody can notice the compression. But then the third tier and second tier channels that aren't as popular, well, since not as many people are watching, they can cut costs a little bit and compress them even more to fit more channels into the same space. Because the big selling point of the satellite services is channels! Channels! Now, of course, you won't listen to 98% of them.
Absolutely not. I don't care anything about the Samba channel on a station on the XM radio.
Right. So because that's their selling point, they have this, this mentality of we must cram more channels, and you can only cram so much before your bandwidth is just not there anymore to support it. And so people that are into audio probably would take note of something like that with the satellite people. And of course, you don't get local advertisers either, so you don't know who supports the program that you like. Yeah, you don't. If you like a certain show and it's available on your local talk stations, you don't know which businesses in the area are behind that show because it's all national. You know, it's all Coke and Pepsi and stuff on XM. That said, we'd love to get our show on there. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So the consumer groups in this story, Mark, and I don't know if you, I'm looking at the exact same story you have here. The sad part is that you've got all these quotes about monopolies and, how they're uncompetitive and this is a bad thing and consumers should look out and we can't allow this to happen. And the most shocking thing to me is that these quotes, some of them, are coming from Consumer Reports. The Consumers Union, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group and the publisher of Consumer Reports, was among the angered groups. According to their spokesman, "We think that approval of the deal is plainly absurd. I would defy anyone to find a situation where consumers have benefited from monopolies in the past. I'm sorry, Mr. Williams, you are not describing monopoly here. A monopoly means you don't have any other choice. It means it's your only option. And people don't have a right to go and have satellite audio. So their other choice is no audio or radio stations or MP3 players, or CDs, or cassettes, or all of the other different audio options out there. It's ludicrous to suggest that this in any way is a monopoly."
Well, I don't know. I disagree. I think that it is, by its definition, a monopoly, in the sense that, in the area of satellite radio, you have no other choices. However, there are plenty of choices as to the music box in your car.
That's true.
Because mostly that's what this is used for. Businesses can benefit from using it because there's no commercials on the radio channels, and that way you don't have, your competition playing a commercial in your showroom for a different car in your car dealership or something like that. And people on the road can benefit because they can listen to what they want uninterrupted.
And I think that this behooves us explaining briefly the difference between a market-based monopoly and a government-approved monopoly,
yes,
which is a very important distinction. We'll talk about that in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity, faith, and free market economics. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Pauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at GrannyWarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8914. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are free, so enjoy them on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 340,000 posts. Lots to talk about there, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is April the 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family. That's right. Machine guns, flamethrowers for it, helicopter rides at 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Take that, you filthy animal.
We've had some really good recorded advertisements, and our podcast listeners actually don't get the opportunity to hear those things, mm-hmm. but sometimes we really have some killer ones, and this one is one of the best I've
heard.
Yeah,
well, I've hooked up relatively recently. I've hooked up with a guy that produces commercials. His name's Zeus, and
listener of the show.
He's a listener of the show, and he also works for a radio station mm-hmm. over in the Chicago area. He's
looking for a gig here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, he's big time, but he's a Free State Project member, you know, and he's got just a really great voice and does great production, and he's willing because it's the show to take what normally are
peanuts,
very very high prices. Like this guy's done movie trailers and stuff. He's got one of those voices. I can't even imitate it. In a world where in a world that's been turned upside down. You know,
right,
one of those right. kind of voices,
dramatic, yeah,
very much so. And he does such great production, and it's nice to have him doing them. That's one of the reasons why the commercials have gotten better in some ways.
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely been an increase in quality, though some of them still need some work. Anyway, 800-259-9231, so keep your ears open for that one. It's got the gun blast at the end of it, which is just wonderful. All right, so XM, Sirius, combining together. Is it a monopoly? What is a monopoly? Well, guess what? They don't tell you the truth in government school.
That's right. Even private schools, they don't. In business school, I didn't learn the difference between a coercive monopoly and a market monopoly.
Yeah, all they tell you is that the monopoly is when there's one place you can go to get something, right?
Right.
When there's one product or service provider, you have a monopoly. And that may be true,
I suppose. But think about it for a second, though. The Toyota dealership in your town, well, if your town's small enough, there's only one Toyota dealership. Don't they have a monopoly on Toyotas in your town? I mean,
yeah, if you drill down...
What is the monopoly? How far do you have to segment this out in order for it to be a monopoly?
Because they sure are segmenting here. I mean, you're talking about audio, the realm of audio entertainment in general, but then they drill down to satellite-delivered audio entertainment. Oh, this will be the only company out there. Right. Woe is us.
But the box in your car, many of them play MP3s, they play CDs, plays the radio, it plays AM dial and FM dial. Some of them have weather band.
HD, which no one cares about.
Right. Some of it was a shortwave. There's all kinds of things that can come out of that box in your car. Cassettes. I had a Cadillac with an 8-track. You know, so there's all kinds of audio options. This is not a monopoly in that sense.
Right. And the difference between a market-based monopoly and a real monopoly, a government-approved monopoly, is that, as we were talking about before, if XM and Sirius do combine and there's only one satellite audio company out there, then anybody else in a free market situation can launch their own satellite and launch their own service.
Right, and that's
not
exactly what's going to happen.
Maybe that's what's going to happen.
If there's one company and they're providing the service, what the consumer...
Some might argue it's outdated technology and that, you know, WiMAX is going to...
You're right. You're right. That's quite a possibility. But if it continues on in the future and, you know, somehow they're able to compete, then the consumer advocacy groups are correct. The prices will go up because, well, there's no one out there to compete with them in that same arena. They're offering an exclusive service. Then somebody will, because the profit margins will increase.
That's right. And part of capitalism is liquidating inefficient companies. There's a cleansing process. So when you come into a time period economically where there isn't as much disposable income available to the consumer, well, companies like that are more of a luxury are going to fall by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And so if you try to prop them up artificially, you're throwing good money after bad. You have to let inefficient, ineffective businesses go out of business.
And creative destruction?
Yes.
And you know, having heard the quotes here from Consumer Reports on this particular story...
I'd cancel my damn subscription if I was a subscriber.
I think they offer a good service, but it shows that here's a consumer advocacy group that doesn't understand economics.
Right. So we divide.
So therefore, there's room in the marketplace for a consumer advocacy group,
a libertarian one,
right, to publish a magazine that does understand economics and drive Consumer Reports, which is clearly a company of socialist, big government statists.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there's a market.
They provide a great service, mind you.
Generally, I think they do a good job.
Yeah, sure. When I'm looking for things, I look at consumer.
Like I said, I was shocked to hear them say those things. But so market monopoly is where a company, the only way this can exist is if a company provides such great service, great products, to where there is no opportunity there for another person, to where the company has satisfied all of its customers to the point where those customers, yeah, I'll keep coming back there. Man, those lowest prices in town, best damn service, awesome. If you've got a company that's that good, then, you know, maybe no one else will jump into the game. But as soon as they change, and by the way, that doesn't ever happen in the marketplace. There's always somebody out there sniffing around for an opportunity and ready to jump in. But in theory, theoretically, it could happen. And so as long as the marketplace is free and anyone else is free to start up and compete in that same industry, it's not a real monopoly. It's a market monopoly. Now, the real monopoly you need to be afraid of and frightened of is a government-approved monopoly.
A coercive monopoly.
Coercive monopoly is a better term for it, thank you. And that means that the government has said, this is it, citizens. You will choose your power from one provider, and it is this one.
Right.
We determine what your choices are.
Right. Your electricity will come from this power company.
Now, to be fair, you can go and get solar panels, and there are off-the-grid options, but they're pretty prohibitively expensive. And the fact is, if you want to start your own electric company, you will be prevented by state law, by the government people who will stop you from making those investments and building those facilities. And
water companies, cable companies, if it runs through a tube or along an electrical line along the side of the road, they're regulating it. You can believe it.
You know,
there are some places in the country where they don't, but it's rare. Very rare.
And you can pay higher prices, too.
No doubt. You brought up the cable company, Mark. That's a classic example of a government-approved monopoly.
Right. And the worst one out there, because it's not like there's broadcast television you can get. I mean, cable companies, die without
one. And this ties back into what we were talking about before. Remember back in the 80s when they had those huge dishes in some people's yards?
Right,
C-band dishes.
Yeah.
They're 12 feet long, usually, for
a good
one.
My friend had one. I thought it was just the most amazing thing back there.
Right. And, you know, people that were somewhat wealthy were able to afford these things, and so they started to buy them, and the cable companies got very upset because cable was, you know, it was all relatively new on the scene. And cable, they had their agreement with the local governments that locked them in as the only television service provider in a given area. And so they got very upset that the marketplace was working around the restrictions. So because another company couldn't come in and create another cable company, they put their resources into alternate methods of delivery, satellite. So C-band was born. And what happened? Across the country in various different areas, not everywhere, but across the country, localities, municipalities banned C-band dishes. They banned dishes over a certain amount of inches. That's why the marketplace developed the little dishes that you see today. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. And if they hadn't done that, imagine how awful your cable company would be. It's Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators
injuries that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Lose 25 pounds in just up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com. They've got testimonials there. You can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
Go to your phone calls. Talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill. Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hello?
Yes, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make two quick points on this Sirius XM debate. And my first point is this, these oppositional groups that are against the merger, they're pointing the finger at the wrong monopoly. If they want to start blaming monopolies, they need to start pointing it in the direction of the RIAA. Case in point, Sirius Satellite, XM Satellite, entered the realm really early in the game when it came to providing satellite service.
Okay.
The RIAA basically had their heads in the sand about this technology. It's kind of like, oh, okay, another radio station, blah, 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 blah. Then they started seeing how much money these guys could potentially make and decided they needed their hands in their pot. Then they started imposing these ridiculous legislative techniques to try to prohibit them from developing certain products, like I guess it was either Sirius or XM that came out with the audio version of a DVR.
Really? A digital video recorder where you can time shift programming and record things and play it back later on a hard drive, which many people are familiar with. It's called TiVo, usually in the world of television. So they came up with that for their satellite service, huh?
Right. They came up with some kind of device like that. And when they went to go market it in the free market, the RIAA said, oh, wait a minute. No, can't do that because we're afraid that the people are going to pirate our artists' music. And we can't have that. We're combating that problem on the internet front. We don't need that on the...
I see where you're coming from, and I'm with you, but I don't know if monopoly is the right term for the RIAA. It's more a powerful lobbying, politically connected lobbying group.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting into that. Hold on.
Yeah.
But the point I was making with Sirius and XM was that they were already playing the game, okay? And then the RIAA started to stick their nose where it obviously didn't belong.
Right.
Now, what this did was it had trickle-down effect with other satellite providers such as Dish and DirecTV, who might have had the concept of rivaling those two big guys if it wasn't for the meddling of the RIAA. Do you think that the corporate headquarters of Dish or DirecTV want to tangle with the RIAA after seeing what they've been doing to harass XM and Sirius?
Of course not.
They wouldn't want it. They don't want anything to do with that. So
the RIAA,
in a sense, that's making satellite radio this so-called free market monopoly, not those two guys themselves. It's the RIAA that's prohibiting the additional competitors from getting into the marketplace.
Wow, interesting observation. I was not aware of that particular story. So they've essentially cracked down using the arms of the government to prevent the satellite companies from developing their business, from innovating.
Correct. Now, this brings me to a second point. Now, I'm going to bash the free market just a little bit because I'm an equal opportunity basher.
Okay.
You'll get bashed back. Let's go.
Well, okay. The free market, in case I want to bring up here, is Time Warner. Time Warner is sitting on a gold mine, and they don't even know it. When they merged, or however you want to say it, with America Online back in 99,
mm-hmm.
AOL had a technology called Shoutcast. You've probably heard of it. I know Ian has.
It.
Okay. Why doesn't Time Warner utilize this technology, still sitting on it? Why don't they happily maybe open up a platform to where we can work with other radio unit providers, I'm talking about hardware-wise, making getting them all together, making Shoutcast-compatible devices so that we don't have to worry about what's going on with satellite radio. We can just go in our cars, turn on the receiver, and get whatever stream we want to pull down. If we want to pull down freetalklive.com.
Well, you need internet for that, and internet usually isn't available in cars, at least not yet. You can get it over a cell phone signal, that much is true, but you're right, the devices haven't been developed, and you're not talking about a failure of the free market here, you're just simply talking about one particular company that isn't investing in the areas you think it should invest in, but it's their company and they can do what they want with it. There are companies out there that are developing what you're talking about. There is a company out there, I think it's called Receiva. And, or at least that's the specification. I'm not sure if it's company or just specs, but either way, Free Talk Live is available on these Receiva-based devices. Different companies can take these specifications from Receiva and plug them into their radio devices. In many cases, what we're talking about is the internet radio, basically. And they sell these internet radios. Now, they don't do it for cars yet, but that's coming because, more internet wireless is coming. But for now, you can buy this little radio-looking thing, and you can tune through literally thousands of internet streams. You can also download MP3s onto this device without even really realizing that's what you're doing. So we actually have an XML feed on our website that goes out to these Receiva devices. I don't know if anyone's listening to them. But if there are people out there, Free Talk Live is available on them. So there are companies out there doing that. So that's absolutely not a shot against the free market at all. It's just a shot against a behemoth of a company. And you should know that the bigger a company gets, the more bureaucratic it becomes.
A lot of companies are scared to death of the Internet. The Internet...
Time Warner is an Internet provider.
Right, but still, we've been told that the Internet was going to, you know, for so many companies, was going to be this great way to, you know, increase revenue. Many companies thought that advertising would be, you know, that they'd just do the same old advertising model that they did on the Internet, that they did previously on the Internet, and that hasn't worked. A lot of companies have lost a great deal of money. Companies have gone belly up. Investors and venture capital firms have lost billions of dollars on the Internet, and some companies are scared.
Yeah, a lot of this innovation requires people that have a fresh viewpoint. It requires people that, you know, haven't been in one business for years and years that are just now starting and see that opportunity and go after it.
And
many of these old companies, they don't have that motivation.
They know what they want from the Internet as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of people out there that use the Internet for email. And that's all they get, email back and forth. They don't really understand how there can be profits generated this way. And, you know, it's room for new and younger people to come in and make money.
Bill, your response?
Well, you know, I'll throw it out there. If there's any Time Warner executives listening to this feed, I'll gladly take over the CEO position myself and we'll get things started.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. The things he's talking about are coming. They're coming. So just be patient. They're on the way. And, of course, radio stations really should be concerned about this. Because satellite radio acts like it's a big, scary thing, but it's not. They're not really that much competition to radio stations. I think that, you know, like the aggregate of people that are listening to any one given satellite radio channel at any given time is nothing in comparison to radio's top markets and who might be listening to a radio station there. Because if they have millions of people listening to Sirius or XM, but then you divvy that up by who's listening at any given time and by 170 channels or whatever,
right,
you've got, you know, handfuls of 100,000 people maybe listening to a station.
Yeah.
Whereas in a big market, you can have several hundred thousand, if not millions.
I can tell you, in a week's time, in Sarasota, Florida, which was the 77th market, I think. I think that's what it is now. It was actually closer to the 80th market then. It's growing. The listenership for Oldies 108 was like 60 to 80,000 in a given week. So there you have an idea of what just in a mid-sized market was.
800-259-9231. Radio's really got to get its game together, though. And the one organization, you want to talk about monopolies, that's really holding radio back is the FCC. The radio could be really innovative. It could be really original. And some stations try, and they do a pretty good job, especially the ones that carry Free Talk Live.
And the FCC doesn't need to be reformed. It needs to be
abolished. Absolutely. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever you're buying in 41 categories, you can even download stuff and we'll get a cut. So if you buy MP3s and download them, Free Talk Live gets actually a pretty decent cut. I think it's like 10%. So head on over and get your shopping done. amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, New Hampshire.
Going hey, Dave.
Once. Dave in New Hampshire.
Where are you, Dave?
Twice. Let's try Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff. Jeff?
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a Pentagon, actually several Pentagon war games. Well, a couple of them anyways. And I'd like to make a point after I describe what they're doing. A couple of the games are Graham Metric and Graham Metric 2. And basically these war games are against American citizens. And what they do is, you know, they involve looting in Washington, D.C. They had 10,000 people begin firebombing and looting in New York City. And, you know, among...
Wait. You're not saying they actually firebombed anything. That was just the scenario they
created? Yeah, that's just the game that they're playing at the Pentagon, the Army.
Okay.
And, no, this didn't really happen. It's just a computer game that the Pentagon and the Army is playing. And, you know, basically this was a nationwide deal. And before it ended, it was a three-day event, this game. And our border with Canada had been sealed off. Parts of Miami had been burned to the ground. Policemen were killed and National Guard alerted in 15 different cities. And Army troops quelled, you know, all over the country. And, you know, this was a three-day event. And Graham Metric 2 was a secret war game exercise directed by the Army and the National Guard and also the Department of Justice, and also involved local and state authorities. And was one big...
I mean, we don't run these exercises. I mean, they've been doing that for a long time. Why is this notable?
Well, my point is this, but the most significant thing about one of the parts of one of the games was it was programmed to reflect a national conspiracy of about 5,000 subversives and who flew around the country forming riots, you know, revolutionaries programmed to jam police radio communications and stuff like that. And, and basically, it also shows that they targeted people for their political beliefs or ethnic backgrounds. And it really,
so what did they do? I mean, what did they
do? It really quite concerns me that the, of course, the Posse Comitatus Act is saying that you can't use the military against private citizens, also a federal law stating that. But I wanted to point out that, of course, after manipulating variables in a computer game like they've done and they are doing, you know, these players are tempted to start manipulating real-life events. And that's what we have to worry about.
So, you,
and
so it bothers you that they're training for something that they feel might be coming about?
Well, I none of these things have ever happened. I mean, you know, they had different protests against the war back in the 60s and the 70s. And, of course, you know, none of these things ever happened. And, of course, you know, the real riots, which actually did occur in the United States, were... the military should not be preparing for this kind of thing. You know, the urban riots of the 60s were...
You're saying this is a military-only exercise and that it's none of the military's business to even be preparing for these things?
That's what I'm saying, because it's in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act and violation of federal law.
Yeah, but they've pretty much gotten rid of the Posse Comitatus Act at this point, and
there's still a federal law. I think it's Title 18, United States Code.
Yeah, law. It's just words on paper. Obviously, they don't care about their own laws. So.
Well, that's true. Bush is violating the federal laws every day. You're right about that.
Jeff, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Doesn't matter what the law says.
Right, and the Democrats are going along with it, too.
Right, and I agree with Jeff. I mean, if you're going to have a military, at least the Founding Fathers made it pretty clear that they shouldn't be around except when they're needed in order to defend the country.
The Constitution is not clear, but it's sort of it's clear what they meant, but they weren't clear in stating that you couldn't do this, is that the Army has to be sort of re-upped every 2 years. Well, somebody's just been filing paperwork every 2 years to re-up the Army.
Right,
imagine us not having a standing army in this country? Well, that's what the founding that's what the Constitution says.
That's how it was.
And as far as I'm concerned, well, that's what the Constitution alludes to. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's the rule book of the nation, why are we doing something otherwise?
Because it's not the rule book.
The founding fathers knew that a standing army would be used by those in power to secure their power over those who are not, and that means the citizenry, and they had just fought a bloody revolutionary war against a country, one of the largest empires in the world at the time, that kept a standing army and used, would hire mercenaries, Hessians, to fight their wars for them.
You know, if this is true and they're preparing for this, what would prompt this to happen? Obviously, economic collapse. There's a few things that could cause people to riot in the streets like this in major cities. Which is
if you can't get food, for instance. Then.
Yes, and people don't realize how fragile our supply lines are in this country. When you have these 3,000-mile Caesar salads, for example, that come from California here.
Yeah, well, the truckers are talking about a strike. I've had that sitting in the show prep for a couple of days. We haven't gotten a chance to get to. Someone called in recently about it. So I understand where Jeff is coming from. It's certainly concerning, but, hey, it's the federal government. They do whatever they want, right? That's what they do. So the Constitution, it is just a GD piece of paper. At least that's how they treat it. So why should we treat it any differently? It's certainly not a set of rules for you and I. At least you could make the argument the Constitution is a set of rules for the government. That is what it is. But they don't follow their own rules. So how is it that any of us are obliged to follow theirs? The ones they write for us?
I don't know.
We're not. 800-259-9231. We try one more time. Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, thanks, guys. Did you have a try for me earlier?
We did. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I apologize. I stepped away for a second during a commercial. But listen, I wanted to let you know I obtained some exclusive video yesterday of the famous dog walker incident during the Brown standoff.
Ed and Elaine Brown, the folks that were holding off the federal government from confiscating them and taking them to a jail cell. One of their supporters was shot at. You said you saw the footage or you obtained the footage?
I obtained it and aired it a few hours ago on RidleyReport.com.
So what happened in there? Can you give us an executive summary?
Yeah, basically, you know, this man discovered federal agents hiding in the woods while they were either surveilling or preparing a raid against the Brown home. The dog kind of discovered them. Anyway, when that happened, these men came, jumping up out of the woods with firearms and told him to freeze. Instead, he ran for his life, and it's all right there on video.
Wow.
Although it's not really very high quality.
From whose perspective is it? The man who ran or the cops?
No, the feds shot it.
Huh. Wow.
Somebody leak it, Dave?
I can't say specifically at this time where I got the video, how I got it.
I see.
That's even more exciting.
Yeah.
So you can see it exclusively at RidleyReport.com. Because I remember when that originally happened, people were wondering whether or not the individual who was in question was telling the truth, or was he a...
Right. I think we even questioned it a little bit here. There was some sort of it was a little weird.
Whether he was a federal plant and it was just, a big story they cooked up. But you're saying
it's
real.
If you were staying out the Brown, sort of camping there, as many people were at that time, wouldn't it be fun to be the only guy in the woods who saw some federal agents while I was walking the dog? It certainly beats the story of, hey, I was out walking the dog and I saw a chipmunk.
I'm not the expert on all this, but I haven't found any discrepancies between his story and what I saw in the video.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's not true, if it was fabricated, they really have gone through some serious steps. I mean, the guy's in jail. He's in court, is in court today or whatever on these charges. So, I mean, they're certainly masquerading him as though he's one of the Brown supporters. And they've got video of it, and he's actually facing jail time. So what are they going to do, convict him and then just kind of squirrel him away? I suppose it's
no,
possible.
It's within their resources.
Yeah, it's conspiracy land, basically.
The video actually
sitting in jail.
The video actually shows them firing at least one round.
Very good.
But I don't know what type of ordnance they were firing.
Thanks for the call, and keep up the good work, as always. Intrepid reporter, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
In the world of sort of undercover cops, I don't think any undercover cop is going to sit in jail for two or three or... How long have Brown people been in there? 6 months?
Several months now.
Yeah, for a undercover gig. That just doesn't make any sense.
So how do you know they're really in jail?
Right. There's no way to know for sure.
Safe house.
Why would they be in a safe house?
So no one knows that they're not in jail, but there's someone...
Why wouldn't they be in Oregon?
I don't know. Well, because you got to take them into court at some point and make a public appearance.
Yeah, but nobody would... they'd have a different name if they were a federal agent. They're proposing to be as this person, but then, in fact, they are this other guy. So they'd just be doing their job.
Yeah, and he has family members, too, and then you'd have to buy up all the family members and have them lie, too.
We're speculating.
But it has been Ian here with you.
It's Wayne, too.
And Mark. We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.